Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from the Northwest Division President of Aspira's Health about their groundbreaking in Chippewa Falls for their upcoming hospital and clinic. Also, Brent Welch talks with us about the Fire on the Mountain Men's Conference slated for La Crosse this coming Saturday. And we hear from an Eau Claire woman turning 105 years old today. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Well, on Thursday, Aspira's Health teamed up with construction partners and community leaders in a groundbreaking celebration for their new hospital and clinic in Chippewa Falls. And on Friday, I spoke with Jason Troxell, Aspira's Northwest Division President, and asked him about it.
It was a tremendous day. We not only had great weather, but we had a tremendous tremendous number of people from the community that came out to see the groundbreaking. We had local lawmakers and state lawmakers. We had business leaders from the community. We had a number of Aspira's employees come over from Aspira Stanley Hospital and Clinics, as well as our other hospital and clinics. And we had a number of people from our architectural firm, our construction companies that will be doing the construction. We'll break ground this month. So it was a fantastic day, an exciting day to really launch Aspira's compassionate, high-quality patient care for the community of Chippewa Falls. So we're very excited to come into the community, to open this facility, to fill a need for emergency care and inpatient care and primary care clinic for the community. So we're looking forward to getting this thing up and running here next year.
Now, looks like crews began clearing and preparing the 22-acre site earlier this year, and the project is going to also add some new roads to improve access to this future campus. What's kind of the vision for the building? What's it all going to entail?
Sure, yeah. It's a beautiful site location. We're really thrilled about its location close to the highway, but also the trees and kind of the natural beauty of the site will be a big part of the location. We want it to be a healing environment. So we're positioning the hospital and clinic in a way up on the hill so that the patients, as they come, will experience that healing environment. So if you're in the inpatient suite, you'll have a beautiful view of the forest. It will be quieter up there. So we're excited about that. The facility, we have kind of two phases to the facility. We're reopening phase A, which is a 35,000 square foot facility with an emergency department that will have 10 treatment rooms. It will have an inpatient department with inpatient beds of 10 beds. And then we'll have a primary care clinic of 12 treatment rooms, which can have, I think, up to 6 providers. And that will be phase A. And so that will be built, and you'll see construction going on here in the fall. Actually, in October, we'll be bringing a number of our modular construction sites that will be put all together with a crane. So the emergency department and the clinic will have a modular construction, which allows us to build the facility quicker and faster, and will bring healthcare to the community 3 months quicker than what would be traditional construction. And that will start even happening in October. I think you'll start to see things going up with a planned opening into September of 2026.
When you talk about the actual facility, it looks like, delivering an emergency department with 10 treatment rooms, 10 inpatient beds, an on-site clinic with 12 treatment rooms, imaging services, lab, and a pharmacy.
Correct, yep. And that's phase A. And then we also, so as we've been building this and planning for this, we also have a phase B that we're not talking about too much, but as we get established in the community, we're designing how the building would expand so that we don't have to tear up roads or change parking too much. And so we do have plans, depending on how things go with the facility, obviously, in the community and how quick it grows, for additional expansions as needed so that we can provide the health care needed for the community.
Huh. Yeah, that's great. I saw with 22 acres, I thought, you know, this can't be all there is, you know. So.
Yep.
And
yep, for sure.
Go ahead.
For sure, yeah. Our plans are to provide healthcare for many, many years, and so we know that the community is growing and continues to grow, and we're established there in Stanley, about 20 miles away. And so, I mean, our plan is to continue providing care for the community for many, many years to come, which means we'll have to grow as well and have to expand as well. So we do have that kind of baked into our plans with the site.
Uh-huh. And then overall, Aspyrus, just for people to be acquainted, I mean, just tell us a little bit about Aspyrus Health, a nonprofit community-directed health system.
Yes, that's correct. So Aspyrus is Wisconsin-based with headquarters in Wausau, Wisconsin, a nonprofit community health care provider. We have 18 hospitals total. And I think Chippewa Falls Hospital will actually be the 18th, so actually 17 hospitals right now. We're located in three states, so central Wisconsin up into northern Wisconsin and south all the way down to Portage, Wisconsin. We expand west to Stanley, Wisconsin, and then we'll be into Chippewa Falls. We also have our health system in the northeast of Minnesota, so we're located in Duluth at St. Luke's Hospital, and up on the north shore of Minnesota. And then we have a number of facilities and clinics in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And so we expand into three states, $2 billion health system. I think what I would describe Aspyrus when I'm talking about them is we're really committed to our values. And that's what I love about being at Aspyrus and, working here. I've worked at a number of health systems. And Aspyrus is committed to keeping the patient at the center. And our values of compassionate care, high quality care, and it really lives out in our team members and how we go about caring for patients. So I really firmly believe that as we get this hospital and clinic established in Chippewa Falls and people begin to experience the care that they get at Aspyrus, that they will love what we provide in our high-quality, high-compassionate care at that facility.
Jason Troxell, Aspyrus Northwest Division President, our guest in the opening segment of Chippewa Valley this week on WWIB and WOGO, following their groundbreaking for their Chippewa Falls Hospital and Clinic this past Thursday. Meanwhile, there's a men's conference slated for La Crosse this coming Saturday. It's billed as the Fire on the Mountain event. I spoke yesterday with Brent Welch, the founder of the event, and asked him how things are looking heading into the week before the event.
Very good. We're excited. We have Kenny Luck coming from Orange County, California. He's coming with Dusty Davis. We have a special time of men blessing their sons and sons speaking back to their fathers, things they admire and appreciate about their dads. That's going to happen at the event. We have Otto Kelly coming from Texas. He's going to speak to us about loving God and about loving others, Jesus's greatest commandment and how that applies to men. Otto Kelly was a professional football player, and Otto Kelly feels like his calling is really to help men understand that they're sons of God and in that journey of understanding their identity in Christ. So really excited about that. Oh, and the worship band is two father-son teams coming together to put together to make the Mountain Men Praise Band out of the Minneapolis area will come the Praise Band, the Mountain Men Praise Band, with a five-member band to lead worship. We're really excited about the event. Should be a beautiful day.
Yeah, so, what is the early forecast, actually?
The weather forecast is full sun. It's just a beautiful forecast for Saturday. We're so excited. The event goes from 8 o'clock until noon, and then later that day is the Bassmaster Classic happening at the same place. It's going to be at the La Crosse Loggers Stadium, 400 Clinton Street in La Crosse. And bring your friends, bring your sons, bring your grandsons. If you're a grandfather, come together as a family, bring friends with you. It's going to be an amazing day. These speakers are world-class speakers who each lead their own 501c3 men's ministry. Every man's ministry is Kenny Luck's ministry, as ministry in over 100 different countries, presence in different countries. And also Otto Kelly's connected with the Christian Men's Network in a similar way in over 100 countries around the world.
Huh. And so, yeah, we have a number of tickets available if people are interested in tickets. Otherwise, if they don't have one, they can just show up at the event, right?
That's correct. And it's been suggested to us to have men 18 years and younger, men and boys that are 18 years and younger. We know with young families, there's a lot of demand for your dollars when you're early on and you have your first home and your first baby, your second baby, or however that goes down, it gets really expensive. So men that are 18 years and younger come free to the event. And the event is really designed to activate revival in men. This would be personal revival in men to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Mountain men, find a friend, be a friend, and bring a friend to follow Jesus. And the outcome we want to see is men really connected with their local churches to connect with a Bible study with other men. How this all started was in 2018, we had 5 men that met for a Mountain Men Base Camp Bible study meeting. That grew to 50 men up north in Rice Lake, a meeting every week. And in four years, we had an event at the Rice Lake High School Auditorium, and 500 men showed up. So that's a 100% increase in 5 years. And the Lord, I believe, had me think in my mind, I'm going to say it wasn't Him whispering, but I believe in the back of my mind, I believe He said, what happens if it was another 100-time multiple? And so that really got me thinking over the last dozen years or so with different things that people have said to me and putting these puzzle pieces together in the kingdom of God to find out what God's doing and join Him in it. So we're really excited about this movement of God that we're calling Mountain Men, and it's really designed to have men meet every week around the Bible for fellowship, and then to have a friend, one friend that can be transparent with, to share the junk in their trunk with, and look at James 5:16, which is confess your sins to each other, pray for each other that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
Brent Welch talking with us about the Fire on the Mountain men's event, Men Ignited and United for Jesus, this Saturday, 8 to noon at the La Crosse Lager Stadium. We have a ton of free tickets available. Contact us here at WWIV or stop by and pick up a free ticket for the event in La Crosse this Saturday, or for tickets and more information, go to mountainmenrevival.org. That's mountainmenrevival.org. And finally, thanks to Lori Trinan for inviting me to a birthday party at the Good Shepherd Apartments yesterday for Eileen Smiski, a very special woman turning 105 years old today. How do you feel as you turn 105?
Wonderful.
Okay. And what do you credit your longevity to?
The grace of God.
That's wonderful. I understand that you have 5 kids who are, and they're all in their 80s.
I have 6 children who are all under their 80s.
All in their 80s, or?
Yes, okay. All in their 80s.
All in their 80s. So how many grandchildren and great-grandchildren?
I quit counting because there's so many.
Okay. What's your favorite place to eat?
I would say Randy's.
Randy's, that's fantastic. What do you like to eat there?
BLT.
Okay. Now, somebody else told me that you like to eat at Culver's.
I do like to eat at Culver's.
And what do you like there?
I like anything.
Okay, anything. Okay. But you like the BLT at Randy's?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. You know, a lot of people just try to get to 100, but wow, 105, that's pretty special, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thanks so much. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Eileen Smiski, 105 years old today, her daughter Betty saying,
she's always been here, and she's always been the same, and she's still the same as she's always been.
And one of her sons chiming in.
We're all in our 80s, and our mother is still here.
So. Yeah, right, I know, that's crazy. Yeah, right. And finally, Kathy Soley, who was familiar with Eileen, shares this.
She's a gem. She's kind. She's an inspiration of energy, of faith. of an example. You never see her down. Never quits. Comes to everything she can possibly get to, because that's how you keep going and you help others.
And Lori Trinan tells me that, in fact, Eileen Smiskey did not even have a party when she turned 100, but that she didn't even agree to have this one for number 105 until Tuesday. Well, I'm glad she did. So the gathering room there at Good Shepherd Apartments was crowded. Cake and goodies and fun was had by all. And thanks to Tom Olson for the music. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.